Funds podcast, where we are pro entrepreneurship and the catalyst for business funding. With more than 40 years in the industry, we have a sincere passion for people. In the same amount of time it takes you to drink a Bellini, we'll share tips, tricks, and best practices for funding your business dreams. Cheers. Hello, everyone. This is Allie Krause, VP of Marketing at Benetrends Financial, on our most recent SBA-focused podcast on Bellinis with Benetrends. And today I am here with one of my personal favorites from our internal wonderful staff here at Benetrends, Reg Bird, our president of SBA and bank financing. Hi, Reg. Thanks for podcasting today.
Thank you, Allie. And you're one of my favorites, if not my most favorite. So thank you for having me.
I'm going to sign you up to be a host in the future. How'd you feel about that?
I'd love to be honest.
Okay. Well, today, the light's on you. I want to talk about SBA loans in 2024. You hear SBA loans often. We are such an incredible company here at Benetrends. We have a lot to offer in our different departments, and you're overseeing SBA. So I want to talk about financing and why you truly believe SBA financing remains a strong funding option in 2024 still.
Well, there are a number of reasons. The program has been around for decades, and it always is a method for folks to go that don't otherwise know how to get financing or are afraid of it. Here at Benetrends, we have a team of people who are experts in SBA financing, and those people are here to make sure that we help people understand SBA financing. Over and over and over again, we hear about bad things about SBA. And that's because people just haven't been educated properly. And that's what we're all about. We're about educating, guiding, counseling people in understanding what SBA financing is. And then once working with them through the journey, holding their hand the entire way.
I love the piece about educating. We're always trying to do that here at Benetrends. And it reminds me of something I think is really important to also address is maybe the elephant in the room of what are some of the common fears or misconceptions that people have about SBA and how can they be misleading?
Well, I think one of the things that I hear the most is about collateral. This has been going on forever. People don't want to lean on their personal residence. And one of the first things that I help people understand is the bank does not want your house. That is going to be an extreme last resort. Sure, if the bank is backed into a corner and they have no other recourse to cure a default, then it's likely they're going to do everything they can to cure the default, which might include taking some equity from your home. But there's so many ways to overcome a difficult period that you're going through in your business. We have represented folks over the years who are going through a tough time. Business isn't what they thought it was going to be. There's been a downturn. There's been an economic crisis, which we've all experienced, a number of different things. Or they see that there's going to be a bump in the road coming, and so they're proactive. But we've represented folks like this who are going through difficult times. In talking to banks to figure out a solution, sometimes banks will offer interest only for a period of time. Sometimes they'll defer payments for a bit. But there's so many things that you can do so that you don't have to worry so much about the lien going on your home. I own a home. I don't want to lean on it either.
Right.
But knowing what I know, it's okay.
Yeah. Great to reassure and have those conversations with clients and anyone that's listening too that wants more information on that. We recommend you reach out and we're always happy to talk about that. We do short podcasts here, Reg, because we like to assume that people at a franchise show can listen to them while having a Bellini. So I want to wrap up with one final question because again, this is another elephant in the room. People are afraid of the potential rising interest rates this year. What can we anticipate? How can we kind of ease some of those nerves and also make sure people understand that SBA still is a good financing option for their business?
Sure. Interest rate has always been a challenge. It's always been something that people are worried about. I can tell you that back in the 80s, the prime rate, which is what the interest rate is based on, it's usually prime plus something. 1 to 2.75. But in the 80s, the interest rate was in the 20% range. We're at 8.5 right now. And we've recently been advised by the federal government that the rate is going to be coming down this year.
Okay.
Two or three times it's forecasted to come down. I say two or three because I think they said three or four, but I'm going to be conservative and not get too excited.
Perfect. That was a great answer. That was actually better than what I anticipated you to say.
Well,
So
thank you.
I'm being a
It's my
client here
pleasure.
myself. Reg, thank you. I know this was short and sweet to the point. If somebody wants to get a hold of you who's listening to this podcast, how can they reach out?
I love the phone. 818-251-1356.
Awesome. You can also connect with Reg Bird or myself, Allie Cross, on LinkedIn and send us a message there. Thanks for listening.